Now, somebody who knows all too well the feeling of being cast away in a remote location and fighting it out to the bitter end is our friend and colleague Jean-Michel, who you may remember was a runner-up in season 6 of South African Survivor. Jean produces The Breakfast Show on our sister station, KFM. And Jean, it feels like a million years ago. How long was it actually when you were there on Survivor?
So it was filmed in 2017.
Gosh, that long ago.
No. 2018.
Filmed in 2018.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 3 years, 3 years of distance from the experience. Looking back on it now, Jean, I mean, it's a long time. There's been another season in between. When you think about it now, what's your takeaway of the experience? How did it change your life and the way you view the world?
It's so interesting, actually, because you think 3 years, but actually I'm still dealing with a lot of the trauma that comes with being on Survivor. And I know people think, what are you talking about? Why would it be traumatic? But actually what you get put through on the show, and you sign up for it, but I don't think anybody really, truly understands how hectic it is, especially the deeper you go into the game. If you get voted out before the merge, yeah, it was a good time. You know, you met some people, you liked some, you didn't like some. But the deeper you go into the game, the more it like psychologically impacts your state of mind. The paranoia is something that like goes away long after Survivor.
Wow.
It's a very strange situation to put yourself in. There's so many things in the real world that you rely on, you know, people, comfort, being clean, having technology, you know, stimulating your brain, sleeping properly, having food, all those things, a routine, having somebody next to you who you trust.
Yeah.
And I always give the analogy that, you know, in your normal life, you trust the lady when you give her your spark, your debit card, she's going to give it back to you. In Survivor, you stop trusting that the sun will come up. You stop trusting that the producers are out to get you. You stop trusting everything. It is a strange, a very, very strange place to be in. And with my therapist right now in therapy, we are going through some of the trauma.
I mean, we laugh. I mean, I just love how honest you are about this, Jean. I mean, you've been very forthright about the fact that you did so much second guessing of yourself as well and torturing yourself over what I should have said in that final tribal council and what I did wrong that made people vote for Tom instead of me. And I know you absolutely agonized over that long after you got back and long after we watched it unfold on television. From that perspective, do you feel like you've kind of made peace with the game you played and the outcome of the game?
No, I'm actually quite proud of the game that I played. I think what happened was all of those things that I just mentioned now, sort of, I always tell people the last 5 days of the game became, for the first time, I was wondering if I should quit. It's so hard. I promise you, sure. Big, strong men sit on beaches bawling their eyes out. It rips you of everything you think you're strong at. It boils you down to like blubber. You are just little atoms existing. And those last 5 days, I really struggled to get a hold of my thoughts and to actually mentalize the fact that I'd made it so far and that I actually had played a good game. And when I came to the end, I mean, you know me, you've met me, but a lot of people will not understand when I say that I walked into like a wall of vitriol.
Yeah.
The people on the jury hated me in that moment. It doesn't mean that they hate me now, but they hated me because I was sitting there and they weren't. And I don't deal well with confrontation. And so when we all of a sudden, and I was also expecting the US format where somebody stands up, they say, and they sit down. It was different with us. We had like an open forum and people just, they were fighting with themselves in tribal council.
Yeah.
And what people at home don't understand is tribal council is like 3 hours long. And we sat there being like hated and argued with and shouted at for 3 hours. And I just shut down. I always try and tell people, you know, the South African Springboks are really well known for not playing the full rugby game. We let go like 3 or 4 minutes to the end. That's what happened with me. I took my foot off the pedal and I stopped playing because I thought I'd already beat Tom.
Sure.
And it didn't pan out the same way. But I mean, I'm very proud of the game I played. It was just that moment there and I can see it for what it was and I can see my mistakes. And yeah, it's not a position that many people on earth will ever get to experience.
Having said that, John, so the final question is, if they were to do it again, if they were to call you and say, we're doing a Winners at War where we want previous contestants back, would you go?
I mean, I do need to lose a bit of lockdown weight. So.
Don't we all?
You know what I always, I tell my therapist, I say to her, listen, you know what, if they tell me to go again, I can't say no. She said, well, at least now you're in therapy, we can work towards it. I don't think I can say no. I've got too much FOMO. I have unfinished business, but it'll probably not pan out to my expectations. I don't know, but I mean, yeah, if they ask me, am I going to turn down an opportunity to play the most incredible game on the planet? I don't think so.
So you're going to be watching tonight at 7:30 then?
Absolutely. I'm so excited. And actually, somebody who WhatsApped in earlier saying that Eskom ruined their plans. We normally have a massive viewing party no matter what the season, if I'm in it or not. And this one was absolutely kiboshed because of Eskom. So in the same boat.
Okay. Jean, well, we loved watching you play on your season and I love the attitude and the soul searching and introspection you've done since then. Thanks so much for sharing a bit of it with us.
Cool. Thanks for having me, Pippa.
Take care. Jean-Michel, runner-up of the season 6 of South African Survivor and still our favorite survivor in this building any day. Jean, thanks for chatting to us. Okay, so it's 7:30 tonight on Mnet for those who are keen to watch. And if Eskom messes up your plans, I know there is always a repeat on weekends.